be aware. We could do the first, now I'm looking again at Harry Potter first movie. We could again, in the first part, the first film or book or whatever, we could keep P.O. and Rick in the background and make most of the action going on in the other world station, whatever it's called. Aina comes there and you have this cat girl and the people there. And the good and the world and the evil world, you know, we present the three worlds and there you have Earth and in between there. Shadowland, as it's called now, but as it shouldn't be. And you have people there, they're discussing what to do, and there are all the different things. And then we run parallel storylines of P.O. and Rick. But we don't need to develop them much more. And I mean, we could keep P.O. kid. But the idea so far was in the first book he would move to Stockholm at the end, but we could also do it so that no. The idea was that he would move into the Krishna temple at the end. Series of books would make us more money. But he said to write. Actually, and the story itself should not be the main content and the action or whatever, but it should be all these things going on between the people in the story. And getting an important message across. And I can learn from Potter, I think, because again, there you have a basic story, right? A structure. But then you have all these little intricate sub-stories, as you call them. Quidditch games and fight with trolls and all these kind of things. And
But the thing is that here in those, there's not really wisdom going on being given there. It more stays there, right? Kind of entertainment level, and you throw in a bunch of action scenes and whatever. But here we could work that out much more, much richer wisdom and all that, and interpersonal dealings that are about this good and bad, and personalism, caring about others or not, or so we really get into those. And of course the search of love that is there in Pio, the little boy. So yeah, it could, and it would be fun to write then.